Episode 10. Celia, Shade's niece, is asleep in Willie's pickup. Meanwhile, Willie is sitting there having a conversation with Short Top Detroit. You know, that fictional pulp detective that Willie hears inside his head.
Hey, how'd you like to wake up with that on the pillow next to you?
I still love Annie.
Annie's history, wise up.
You're just ticked off because Annie sent me to a shrink to get rid of you.
Well, yeah.
Why don't you go back to sleep?
I never sleep. And speaking of sleeping, Annie's sleeping with another guy.
What?
She's probably sleeping with him right now.
What are you telling me?
What did you say?
Huh? Oh, this is Shade's place.
Oh, sorry. I fell asleep.
I'll give you the key and introduce you to the cat, show you what to feed them. I'll be on my way.
The door was wide open. I had locked it.
Oh, no. Someone busted in.
And
tore up.
Oh, look what they did to his phonograph records.
Threw them all over the place.
They walked on them. He told me some of these records were priceless. Who did this?
I have no idea.
Maybe you do.
I do?
Who?
Someone called this afternoon asking for Shade. He sounded like a gangster.
I don't know why I'm here. I can't take this.
Hold her.
What?
She needs to be held.
She's gonna think I'm trying to...
Do it. Just do it.
I held her. She leaned against me. I could feel conflicting emotions passing through her body. One was to keep a respectful distance. One was to press up against me. One was to remain hard. One was to allow the little girl to come out. The child trusted me. The woman couldn't.
Listen, you can stay at my place tonight. Extra bedroom tomorrow. I'll get the place straightened up, all right? Wait a minute. Where are they?
Oh.
The cats. Sylvester and Tweety Bird.
Well, did you see them?
No, they're probably in the backyard. Tweety Bird, Sylvester!
Do you see them?
No, they're not back here.
The front door was open.
Listen, I know you're tired. Why don't I drop you off at my place? I'll come back and I'll look for the cats.
No, I'll help.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Why don't you look down that way? I'll check up the street.
Okay.
We'll meet back here. Tweety Bird!
Tweety Bird!
Sylvester!
We didn't find the cats. I didn't know if they were kidnapped or being held for ransom or what. We gave up. It was midnight. I took Celia to my place. She was wiped out. I thought I'd have to carry her into the house.
This is your house?
Yeah, I bought it. I fixed it up a little.
Nice. You married?
No.
You live alone here?
Yeah.
A girlfriend?
I don't think so.
You don't know?
Right now? No.
I don't mean to pry.
It's okay.
I just didn't want someone to find me here and start yelling at me.
Here, come on. I'll show you the room.
Okay.
Took me a while to get to sleep. Sometime around 3 a.m.
A real babe.
What's that?
I said she's a real babe.
You woke me up to tell me that.
Her skin, it's beautiful. Nice face, sensitive, a little hard, but when she drops her mask, it's fine.
Can I go back to sleep?
I need someone to talk to.
I'll give you the number of my shrink.
You want to know about the cats?
What about the cats?
Check the neighbor's backyard.
Why didn't they come when we called?
The cats were freaks.
Are they going to come back?
The cats are the creeps.
Is it safe for her to stay at Shade's?
I thought it was obvious.
What?
You are so dumb, I don't know why I bother.
You can always leave.
Ah, yeah. You get the cats and you bring them here.
And Celia stays here.
She likes your place, she feels safe with you, and her bedroom has a lock. So?
All right. I'll think about it.
There's nothing to think about. You've already made the decision. Go to sleep.
The next day was Saturday. I didn't have to work. Celia slept until noon. I was tempted to knock on her door, see if she was okay, but Short Top said to leave her alone. I left a note on the kitchen table and went out looking for Sylvester and Tweety Bird. I found them, two doors down from Shades in the neighbor's backyard.
You found them?
Yeah. They were in the neighbor's backyard.
But you only found one.
Sylvester's out in the pickup. This is Tweety Bird.
Well, why did you bring them here?
Well, I think it's better if you and the cats stay here.
But if you're going to look after the cats, there's no reason for me to be here.
You sure?
Yeah, that's why I came here.
Is it?
What's that?
I said that's why I came here, because I was supposed to look after
Meant you can look after the cats here. You can help me get Shade's place fixed up.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, brunch.
Brunch?
Okay.
We get Sylvester. Then we'll go.
Hey, Willie, my man, there you are.
Rick, this is Celia, Shay's niece.
Ooh, you are the prettiest thing I've seen all day.
Yeah, right.
Didn't you see those guys that just walked by? They looked at you like yummy, yummy.
You don't want to join us, do you?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to be seen with somebody like this. Oh, yeah.
And what about Selby?
Oh, Selby. Where'd you see her?
Is Selby your girl?
No, Selby's a guy.
Oh.
What? No, she isn't. I'm not a... Hey, Willie, you are bad. So you're staying with Shade?
Yes.
No.
You're not staying with the cats?
The cats are at my place.
Oh. Well, I think I'd better be moving. Nice to meet you, Lucille.
Celia.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
So long.
He's a character.
Yeah. He used to have a nickname, White Boy Rick.
White Boy?
I think he used to deal, something like that. This was a long time ago.
And what was he dealing?
I don't know. He made his bundle, he got out before he got caught.
That takes balls.
Huh?
Discipline, that takes discipline. So, will he tell Annie?
That you're staying at my place? No. Rick will tell Selby, and then she'll tell Annie.
Do you want me to leave?
No. No. Annie and I... It wasn't going anywhere, you know?
You miss her?
A little.
What do you miss about her?
She was easy to talk to. Well, she used to be. Now she's on my case nonstop.
Why?
You're inquisitive.
I want to know the guy with whom I'm living. I feel I can ask you anything.
And I'm stupid enough to answer.